Hi, class. And thinking about wrapping up week 10, I'm thinking about the elements of effective instruction that Salin highlights in the reading and thinking about your instruction very deeply and thinking about what best practices in instruction look like, not just for special education, but just in good teaching in general, and thinking about the lesson's purpose, why you are teaching what you're teaching. That students understand that. Thinking about the skills a student needs to access the learning and how you're activating that student's prior experiences or prior knowledge of a subject area. Thinking about the types of steps that you're going to take in your teaching and how that will lead to student understanding. Thinking about the task and really analyzing that. What is the task you're asking students to do, and what are the steps that they need to know and be able to do? How do they start the project or the task? How do they maintain themselves through the task? And how do they know that they're finished? So those are some really good executive functioning type activities that you need to really think about in terms of in terms of your students. Also making sure that your directions are clear and specific. You're demonstrating, you're explaining, you're modeling all the time. I love to do think alouds with students, have them kind of get an inside peek as to what I'm thinking. I used to do that a lot with my writing lessons and, show students the productive struggle that you might have in kind of thinking about a math problem or a writing lesson or trying to figure out an unknown word. Making sure that you're giving time for active practice and not just moving on to the next topic. Giving time for independence, building and, getting kids to be able to summarize what they're doing. And understand what they're doing by paraphrasing that back to you and talking about their learning in many different ways and demonstrating it in many forms. And really, you know this, and we've talked a lot about this, building and fostering a sense of independence and purpose in our students is one of the most important things that we can do. It is critical for student success that we teach them the methods for them to become the most independent learners that they can be. And so teaching them using the tools that we have, things like highlighting materials, things like encouraging them to prioritize work on one task at a time, encouraging them to kind of learn about themselves, how they learn. So that they have an understanding of what works best for them. Showing them how to divide an assignment by simply folding a paper, things that they can do on their own that they're not going to need an adult to sit beside them to do or for you to tell them to do. Show them how to draw, colored boxes around certain problems. Okay, do the ones you just drew boxes around. Flip your paper over and write three sentences on the back. Thinking about ways to create opportunities for students to think a little bit differently about being in charge of their own learning and about being in charge of figuring out what to do next without someone having to tell them to do it. I think that was really important in terms of the Saland reading and thinking about that. In addition to that, I wanted just to kind of touch upon homework. Homework can be the absolute nightmare of family time. I hear this a lot at IEP meetings about homework. There are many students that have to work extremely hard all day long to maintain themselves, to self-regulate, to maintain expected behaviors, to maintain their attention. They often work tirelessly on their assignments. And by the time they get home, they're pretty much done. And so I think as teams, as special educators, as general educators, co-teaching partners, we need to think about the relevance of homework. Is the homework assignment absolutely necessary? And is the homework an extension of what you've been doing in class? Is it considered extra practice? How are we using homework? Something to think about. Also to work out with families, different homework routines, and just encouraging students to work on their homework when necessary. I think that's really important to make sure that we're communicating to families that, you know, families shouldn't be in kind of a knockdown, drag out conflict over homework. And if it gets to that point, then there is a bigger problem, whether it is lack of support at home, or the student doesn't understand the assignment, or the student is just run out of energy at the end of the day. We can certainly understand that. And so those are just considerations that I thought were important in your reading. In addition, is building cooperative learning groups. And I think that you're pretty skilled at that, considering that you're all working at some capacity in the classroom. And I think you see the benefit of working collaboratively and cooperatively with others. And I think building that trust between peers in a classroom, in an inclusive classroom, especially with the co-teachers demonstrating how they work together, is the best model for students. You know, students often will listen to their peers more than they listen to adults, and the power of peer support is critical for so many students. It's a very strong method to get students to learn and learn in through a lens of another peer. In addition, I wanted to touch a little bit on the behavioral pieces. You'll notice some slides in the Google Slides tonight about pro-social behavior, what that means. We touched upon that in previous slides and in class about what that entails and how you promote pro-social behavior and expected behaviors, not just with the kind of prompting you use, whether it's a help prompt or you're actually kind of prompting the student, you know, to do something, or you're waiting that student out with different strategies like that, but also the ways in which you reinforce the student's behavior. So there's a video in the slides regarding that. So I wanted you to kind of take a peek at that. And then finally, what we're going to be doing for this particular week, I have several videos for you on assistive technology that I'd like you to take a look at. They're very short clips, but powerful ones, so you can see different assistive technology in action with actual students, as well as an IRIS module on assistive technology. I'd like you to complete that as well. And what I will be doing is posting to the discussion board for you to respond to. And please know that I've extended the deadlines since I've been running a little bit late. While I know that I won't see you probably, you know, for the rest of the semester, I do hope that virtually when we see each other at Zoom, we can discuss your group projects and where you're at. And remember your transition plan to inclusion, which I read many of them and they're great, is due on the 2nd of April. Okay, so we'll be seeing you on the discussion board, and more information about next week will be forthcoming. Okay, take care.